You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. And you turn on your radio and you will hear it. Yes, indeed. The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. We're on 89.3, of course. And that is Cool FM's smoothest place in your radio dial. Welcome to a brand new week. Welcome to Monday. We've got as far as the 11th of April. Right, now, what have we got for us in the world of entertainment? Well, based on that date. Just a couple of things to go through. We know how some of these, groups and... like CCR and NKOTB, you know, we all like to abbreviate their names, don't we? How about this one? The SPEVSQSA. Well, this was formed back in 1936. It is, in fact, the Society for the Preservation and Encouragement of Barbershop Quartet Singing in America. It was founded on this day. And in 1970, Paul McCartney announced a temporary break with the Beatles. He cited personal differences and adding that he will no longer record with John Lennon.
Good morning, world.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Wait.
There we go, Don't Walk Away, and that was by the American R&B group, and they were called Jade, a wonderful three-lady group. Released that song released November the 23rd in 1992. Second single off of their debut album, which was Jade to the Max, became one of the biggest dance and R&B singles of the year. Peaked at number 2 on the Hot R&B Hip Hop Songs chart, and peaked at number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100. And outside of the United States, it also peaked within the top 10 of the charts in the United Kingdom. Yes. The success of the single, well, that landed them spots on things like The Tonight Show, the Arsenio Hall Show, and over there in the UK, Top of the Pops. Doesn't get much better than that, does it? 7 minutes exactly after the hour, 6 o'clock. There we go, yes, and that is Firehouse, and When I Look Into Your Eyes, and that has brought us time-wise, if you are keeping an eye on the time. The time is It is 11 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. What have we got for you this morning? It is a Music Monday. We'll be checking in, of course, with Ingrid for Everyday Story of Country Folk and with Yasmin and see what she's been up to over the weekend and also probably a couple of tracks from Born on This Day in music.
Falling in love with you.
There we go, a song originally made by Elvis Presley and covered there in 1993. Elvis Presley released it back in 1961. That was 1993 when the British reggae band UB40 covered the original Presley recording as the first single. This was off their 1993 album, which was Promises and Lies. The song was released May 1993, eventually climbed to number one on the US Billboard Hot 100 charts. Right, let's move on because it is just a few seconds after, 15 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock when we do this, don't we? Yes, indeed. We put you in the shower. Right, let's see, what have I got for you today? Oh, how about Being Justified and Ancient?
Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And I'll tell you what we're going to do now. I pushed the wrong button. We're going to get you out of the shower. That was In the Shower, the KLF and Justified and Ancient. And but you just heard, you're listening to The Breakfast Show. Anyway, time to get you out. Here we go. And on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Monday morning. Yes, it is Monday. It is the 11th of April. If you just joined us, a very good morning to you. Good morning to Paul over there in the UK. Drops a little note. Also to Mary Lou, up as always, bright and breezy in the mornings. And Lucy, what have I got for you now? I know. How about something from... This is Kygo featuring One Republic. Could love somebody.
It's a classic me mistake. Someone gives me love and I throw it all away. Tell me, have I gone insane? Talking to myself, but I don't know what to say. Cause you let go and now I'm holding on. I guess you don't know what you got until it's gone. Sometimes you gotta lose somebody just to find out you really love someone. And I do, yeah. Sometimes you gotta lose somebody just to find out.
tell me it's too late. Hearts are made to bend, baby, please don't let me break it. Yeah. I knew I should've stayed, cause now you're moving on, and I don't know what to say, cause you let it go.
Show with Jerry D.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Invento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use a drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And the time, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we are 27 and a half minutes almost, and that's before the hour of 7 o'clock. Looking at some of the items in the local news, there wasn't very much yesterday, which I guess is good news, isn't it? There was the epidemiological report, and they reported 173 new COVID-19 infections in the last 24 hours. And to register those new cases, they did 4,098 tests. And this returned a positivity percentage of 4.2. In the last 24 hours, no deaths, happy to say, were registered, the Ministry of Health highlighted. Well, to date, the total number of deaths now from the respiratory virus is 8,176, for a fatality rate unchanged at 1.1%. Active cases, they total 2,019, of which 1,919 are in home isolation, and we have 100 hospitalized. There is, in isolation, well, that's divided into 1,906 at home and 13 in the so-called hospital hotels. Now, those hospitalized, we have 91 patients in the wards and 9 in the intensive care units. The Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama, the CCIAP, highlighted in its weekly letter to the country that the lack of accurate actions and decisions for political purposes affect the levels of trust of the citizens. Now, taking as reference the latest report of the Panamanian Consumer Confidence Index, the Business Association highlights that levels of mistrust are reflected that have not been seen since the harshest moments of the COVID-19 pandemic in June of 2020. The people are in the face of a reality that does not give them hope of fulfilling basic objectives, such as obtaining a job or saving. The statement highlights that the mistrust is probably reflected in the organized street closures in order to demand the government's attention to resolve demands on drinking water, decent aqueduct and sewerage systems, street repairs, communication routes, and a quality education. Now, although the claims are justified and require timely responses from the authorities, they also affect the rights of third parties as well. Neither the closures nor the inaction of the authorities are admissible. The thing is, of course, there, you know, we don't, you've got people without water, we've got people without work. And they keep, well, they keep sort of making new codimentos and things like this instead of concentrating on really things that are essential for the people of this country. So come on, pull your finger out. In the first 3 months of 2022, at least 13,000 irregular migrants have crossed the border between Panama and Colombia. It reflects a report from the National Migration System. According to the statistics of the 13,425 travellers who arrived at the service centres installed in the province of Darien, 4,969 were registered in the month of March. It is detailed that in January there were 4,442 and in February 4,014. The balance of the local loan portfolio stood at $55,412.9 million in February, a figure that represents an increase of $1,269.5 million or 2.3% in loans when compared to the same time of last year. The National Civil Protection System, CINAPROC, reported that surveillance is maintained in the areas that were affected in recent hours by the constant rains in Bocas del Toro, which led to the evacuation of 17 families. According to the latest report of the entity, two shelters were set up to transfer some 100 people. Most of them were minors. The collapse of a road to Boca del Drago in the district of Bocas del Toro also was reported. Damage that keeps that sector incommunicado. And lastly, the Archbishop of Panama, yes, we're in Holy Week, the last bishop, Archbishop of Panama, Jose Domingo Ulloa, highlighted this Palm Sunday that the population cannot live locked up, and we have to deal with the COVID-19. We can't stay locked up because of our fear of it. And they must leave, but with responsibility. After 2 years of restrictions without processions or mass activities due to the virus, the Catholic community is gathering again for these dates to commemorate Holy Week. During the homily in the Santa Maria la Agua Cathedral, Ulloa recalled that fear should not be threatened, but that biosecurity measures, they still must be maintained. However, the authorities of the Catholic Church made it clear that each archdiocese in the country will establish the norms for carrying out the religious activities. In the case of the Archdiocese of Panama, this is from Torti in the eastern area of Panama to San Carlos in the west of Panama, the mandatory use of the mask in processions was established. In addition, the importance of ensuring physical distancing, hand washing, and use of alcohol gel was reiterated. And that's it. That's it. Not too much this morning, say, which is all rather nice. But some of those things in the local news we'll look at in more detail at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. Time, keeping an eye on the time, we're just coming down to 21 and a half minutes before 7 o'clock. White and the Way I Feel About You. 17 minutes before the 7 o'clock, you've just joined us. A very good morning to you. It is Monday, it is the 11th of April. We're still wading our way through April very quickly, aren't we? It's a Music Monday, I'm happy to say, so we're just going to sit back, relax, and, well, just listen to some great music going through for 10. We'll check in, of course, with Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter for Everyday Story in Country Folk. And we'll chat with Yasmin, find out how her weekend went, and also perhaps a couple of tracks from Born on This Day in Music.
Show with Jerry D.
Well, there we go. Yes, that is a beauty freak. And the time on The Breakfast Show is 11 minutes before 7. That was just called My Beauty. I was just taking a little rummage around the internet, see what's happening in the world of tech, is it? Because you know that Elon Musk has bought a sort of rather large stake in Twitter, I think about 9% at the moment. He's been invited to sit on the board, and he originally thought he would do that. Then he decided that he wouldn't do it. And apparently, listening to the BBC this morning, says one of the reasons is if he joined the board, he would be restricted to only owning a certain amount of shares in Twitter. Well, by not joining the board, he doesn't have that restriction. As somebody also pointed out, that Elon Musk is sufficiently blessed with money that he could afford to buy all of Twitter. They should be quaking in their boots, I feel. Joy Crooks, When You Were Mine.
In the summer of 16, was it love or nicotine that made us mellow on the 31st? It was honey paradise, just a pretty little lie, and it hit me when I saw you. Hand in hand, cold harbor night, never take it easy. Someone better want me like that someday. Shoulder to shoulder.
sister spoke.
It, and that is Ed Sheeran and Overpass Graffiti. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're just sort of making our way 2.5 minutes for the top of the hour. Top of the hour, we're going to take a look at some of the international news for this morning. Monday morning, 11th of April. You just joined us. Good morning. And also, let me just say, I've got a little request in here. Good morning to Paul. Paul over there in the United Kingdom. He sent me a request. He says, could you play Either Or, Your Baby Has Thrown Down the Plug Hole, It's Mother's Lament by Martin Cathery, or could I play Mother's Lament by Cream? And, well, I'll be honest with you, I didn't have them, but I found them. And I played the first one, and it's sort of very old, and it, but then I played the second one, the Cream one, and it sounded sort of almost exactly the same as the first one. So Paul, work off for you this morning. It's a nice short track, so it's going to fit in quite nicely. Take us to the top of the hour. Cream and Mother's Lament. And it says here, well, basically enjoy.
Are we rolling? A three, a four. A mother was washing a baby one night, the youngest of 10, and a delicate mite. The mother was poor, and the baby was thin. 'Twas naught but an skeleton, covered with skin. The mother turned round for the soap off the rack. She was only a moment, but when she turned back, a baby had gone,
and in anguish she cried, "Oh, where has my baby gone?" The angels replied, "Oh, your baby has gone down the plug hole. Oh, your baby has gone down the plug." The poor little thing was so skinny and thin, he should have been washed in a jug, in a jug. Your baby is perfectly happy, he won't need a bath anymore. He's a muck in a butt with the angels above. Not a lost, but gonna be a fool.
Do you want to do it again?
There we go, that's Cream with Ginger Baker there doing the main vocals. Paul did say, I couldn't get this song out of my mind on Saturday. You know you can have it surgically removed, you know that, don't you, Paul? Well, that's it, that's brought us up to the top of the hour. We are just after the hour of 7 o'clock.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
And we're going to take a look at some of the international news headlines for this morning. Take a little rummage around, first thing. Ukrainian troops have repulsed several Russian assaults in the country's east, the focus of a new offensive by invading forces, British intelligence said on Monday, while President Volodymyr Zelensky said this week will be crucial to the course of the war. Austrian leader Karl Nehammer planned to meet Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow on Monday and will call for an end to the conflict. It would be Putin's first face-to-face meeting with a European Union leader since Russia's invasion started on the 24th of February. France's centrist leader Emmanuel Macron will take his hunt for extra votes on Monday to the industrial heartlands of northern France, a blue-collar stronghold of his far-right rival Marine Le Pen, who will face will be face-to-face on April the 24th in a presidential runoff vote. Macron and Le Pen came out on top on Sunday's first round vote, setting up a repeat of the 2017 runoff between the pro-European economic liberal and the Eurosceptic nationalist. One of the last obstacles to reviving the 2015 Iran nuclear deal will Tehran's demand to remove its Revolutionary Guards from a U.S. terrorism list is more an issue of politics than substance, said an analyst. And Russian former reporter Ivan Safronov said ahead of the resumption of his treason trial on Monday that he plans to vigorously fight the charges against him and does not fear the prospect of being jailed. Safronov, who covered military affairs for the Vedomosti and Kommersant newspapers before becoming an aide to the head of Russia's space agency 2 months before his arrest in July of 2020. He faces up to 20 years in prison if found guilty. 9 of 10 Mexicans voting on Sunday in an unprecedented recall election engineered by President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, backed him to stay in office, now underlining his domination of a polarized political agenda. Both critics and supporters alike had viewed his victory as a foregone conclusion in a ballot that had fed speculation it could open the door to extending presidential term limits, now limited to a single six-year period. Germany's Friedrich Ebert Stiftung, the political foundation linked to Chancellor Olaf Scholz's Social Democrat Party, said that it will seek to promote democracy in Russia, even though it has been barred from working in the country. Russia's Justice Ministry said on Friday it had revoked the registration of 15 foreign organizations, 9 of which were German. Clashes between Hindus and Muslims during a religious festival prompted police in India to impose a curfew in one town and ban gatherings of more than 4 people in affected parts of Gujarat and 2 other states on Monday. A day earlier, at least 1 person was killed and 10, including 9 police, were injured when a Hindu procession was pelted with stones in a town in the western state of Gujarat. Hong Kong's National Security Police arrested a veteran journalist and former contributing writer with the now-shuttered liberal media outlet Stand News on Monday for alleged sedition, police and local media have said. A crackdown on the media based on a sedition law that dates from the British colonial era, as well as a Chinese-imposed national security law, has seen several major media outlets raided by police and closed down, including the Apple Daily newspaper and the Stand News online news portal. And Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer's visit, which I mentioned earlier, to Vladimir Putin, is meant to tell the Russian president the truth about the war in Ukraine, Austrian Foreign Minister Alexander Schallenberg said. It makes a difference to be face-to-face and tell him what the reality is, that this president has de facto lost the war, morally, Schallenberg said upon his arrival from a meeting with EU counterparts in Luxembourg. Pakistan's parliament was set to meet on Monday to elect a new prime minister, with opposition leader Shehba Sharif the favourite to win after a week-long constitutional crisis that climaxed on Sunday when Imran Khan lost a no-confidence vote. And lastly, Britain's Queen Elizabeth said that COVID-19 had left her one very tired and exhausted as she talked to health workers and a former patient about her own experience of this horrible pandemic. Britain's 95-year-old monarch tested positive for COVID-19 in February and was described as having had mild cold-like symptoms. She later returned to light duties. And that's it. Those are some things in the international news for this Monday morning. And that's brought us time-wise to 7 minutes after seven.
Quicksand, quicksand, pull the big curtain down, go closer.
There we go. First of those two, that was Martha Reeves and the Vandellas and Quicksand. This one, a little bit of disco from Snap and Rhythm is a Dancer. Just looking at the tech news here, because you know Amazon they unionized, or they voted to unionize in New York. It says Amazon says New York union organizers gave workers weed to help secure unionization votes. It says that the objection was one of several made by the e-commerce giant as it seeks to overturn a vote that created the first union in the company's history. Get the rundown here, it says here, get more information. I mean, it would have made much more sense, really, with the sort of working conditions at Amazon, wasn't it, if they gave weed to the workers anyway. There we go. Yes, that is Badfinger and Come and Get It. Right. I tell you what, you've probably heard about this already. It's a new record which has been released by Pink Floyd. And it's a record they released. It's called Hey Hey, Rise Up. And see if I can pronounce this without Andriy Kulyavskynyuk of the group Boombox over there in Ukraine. And what it was they found an archipelago of him singing this song Ukraine, and basically Pink Floyd got together and they made the track using his vocals. And so they've released this in aid of Ukraine, and I think it's going to get a lot of effort, apart from anything else. It's Pink Floyd, it's a brilliant piece of music. But this is something you'll probably hear quite a lot of. I tell you what they should do. They should play this at a million decibels and aim it at the Russians that are invading Ukraine.
Украина.
show. Pink Floyd is called Hey Hey, Rise Up. And by the way, it's the first piece of music recorded by Pink Floyd since 1994. Guitarist David Gilmour was inspired to record it in support of Ukraine during the Russian invasion. Now, the song is based on a 1914 Ukrainian anthem, which was Oh, the Red Viburnum in the Meadow. And it features, I mentioned, by a Ukrainian there, Andriy Kulyavinyuk. And the track is the first one from Pink Floyd for all those years. Blasted out million watts of the invading Russians. That'll put the fear up them. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are 21 minutes after 7 o'clock. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a little look out of the window and see what's happening with the weather for this Monday morning. I can tell you it's partially cloudy out there this morning. I think that's the best way to describe it. We have seen the sun trying to peek through. But let's go over to Costa Arriba in the province of Colón and start there, as we do. Maximum temperature today is 27 degrees Celsius, with 24 being the minimum. 31, the thermal sensation, which is really quite pleasant. 75% relative humidity. Now, that's come down quite a bit since Friday, if I remember right. It was about 85%. Chance of isolated showers during the course of this morning, this afternoon, and tonight over there in Costa Rica will be partially cloudy. Let's move over to this side of the isthmus. Let's pop along to West Panama. 33 degrees Celsius, that is the maximum temperature, with 24 degrees the minimum. I'm afraid we're not going to be quite as comfortable as they were over there in Costa Rica. We've got 38 degrees Celsius as our thermal sensation, with 70% relative humidity. The relative humidity is not too bad. Partially cloudy for this morning, isolated showers in the afternoon, and partially cloudy to tonight. Now, moving along to the metropolitan area where we're sitting right now, pretty much the same, 33 degrees, the maximum temperature, with 24 degrees being the minimum, 38 degrees the thermal sensation, 72% the relative humidity. And we've got partially cloudy, which was about right, wasn't I? Partially cloudy, isolated showers this afternoon, and tonight back to being partially cloudy again. So, there we go. Well, let's say we'll talk about going. Let's go out to the Gulf of Panama and see what's happening there. 30 degrees Celsius, the maximum, 27 the minimum. Quite pleasant at 36 degrees Celsius. Relative humidity, though, that much higher out there at 86%. Now, let's take a look at maritime conditions for this Monday. Let's start off with the tides on the Pacific. We've just got two down and one up. Low tide, that was at 5:18 this morning. That was 1.31 metres. High tide, that will be at 11:51 this morning, and that'll be 3.41 metres. And last low tide, that's going to be a minute before 6 o'clock tonight at 5:59. That'll be 1.52 metres. So they are not too much. Just two down and one up. Now, let's take a look at the Caribbean. Got a full set. We got low tide. That was at 12:35 this morning, 0.06 of a metre. High tide, that will be at 7:38. Not long to go for that, about 20 minutes. And that's going to be 0.27 of a metre. That's the high tide. Low tide again, 3:12 in the afternoon, minus 0.06 metres. And the last high tide, 9:21 tonight, and that'll be 0.09 of a metre. So there are your tides for this Monday. Now, let's look at the actual maritime conditions, starting on the Caribbean for this morning. You don't have an advisory, says good conditions. We've got 15 to 20 kilometre an hour winds coming in from the north, and the waves, they're going to be at 3 feet. Taking a look at this afternoon, conditions, they are still remaining good. Winds 10 to 15 kilometres an hour coming from the northwest in the afternoon, and the waves, they're going to stay at 3 feet. Now, on the Pacific coast, we do have a small craft advisory for you for this morning. Winds are going to be quite brisk at 35 to 40 kilometres an hour coming from the north, waves at 3 feet. In the afternoon, we're going to have good conditions. The advisory is dropped in the afternoon. Winds 25 to 30 kilometres an hour from the north-northwest and the waves at 3 feet. So there we go. That's it. There's our look at the weather for this Monday morning. Time-wise, we're 25 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock.
Forever as I lie awake beside.
with Mr. Brian Adams, and I thought I'd died and gone to heaven. No, it's just a Monday. Right, time on The Breakfast Show. Take a quick little break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block! They've got your back.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And it is time for us to take a little look at some of the business news that's floating around this morning. The euro traded higher, and the spread between French and German bond yields tightened on Monday after incumbent French President Emmanuel Macron won a larger than expected share on the, this isn't the first round of the French election. With 76% of the votes counted for Sunday's first round, Macron garnered 27.41% of the votes, and far-right candidate Marine Le Pen won 24.03%. Macron will now go into a runoff against Le Pen on the 24th of April. With Macron's re-election far from assured, markets will keep a close eye on polls in the coming 2 weeks. The mood in equity markets was cautious, with the MSCI World Equity Index, which tracks shares in 50 countries, lower by 0.3%. The pan-European stocks at 600 was lowered by 0.7%, but outperformance was seen in France's CAC 40, which rose 0.1%. You have to have a basis to the market overall. The basis, in our mind, is negative because of this combination of slowing growth, higher inflation and higher yields, tighter financial conditions, said Hani Arredha, multi-asset portfolio manager at Pinebridge Investments. The weakness in markets on Monday could be particularly attributed to the continued sell-off in US Treasuries and Europe's government bonds, he added. 10-year Treasury yields rose as high as 2.7840% during the Asia-Pacific trading hours, the highest level since January of 2019, for a 125 basis point rise so far this year. Markets have raced to price in the risk of larger rate hikes from the Federal Reserve, with futures implying rises of 50 basis points at both the May and June meetings. Oil prices dropped by more than $2 a barrel on Monday after a second straight weekly decline on plans to release record volumes of crude and oil products from strategic stocks and on continuing coronavirus lockdowns in China. Brent crude for June delivery was down $2.08 or 2% at $100.70 a barrel by 09:40 GMT. U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude WTI lost $2.19 or 2.2% to $96.07. The Russian ruble weakened sharply in jittery trade on Monday, reversing some of the previous week's gains after the central bank decided to relax temporary capital control measures aimed at limiting a drop in the currency. Late on Friday, the central bank said that it will scrap a 12% commission for buying foreign currency through brokerages from the 11th of April and lift a temporary ban on selling foreign exchange cash to individuals from April the 18th. The ruble fell to 82.09 against the dollar in the market opening in Moscow from the 71 rubles hit on Friday for its strongest since November the 11th. By 7:27 GMT, the ruble was nearly 5% weaker on the day at 79.9 to the dollar and 4.3% down against the euro at 86.35. Twitter Inc. said on Sunday that Elon Musk rejected its offer to join the social media firm's board, a dramatic turn in a week when the billionaire became its biggest shareholder, and it warned of more drama with distractions ahead. Twitter chief executive Parag Agrawal said in a note posted to Twitter that the company's board held many discussions with Musk, but he did not state the reason for the Tesla CEO's decision. Well, Agrawal said that the planned appointment was due to become effective on Saturday, which would have prevented the world's wealthiest person from becoming a beneficial owner of more than 14.9% of Twitter's common stock. The Federal Reserve is expected to deliver two back-to-back half-point interest rate hikes in May and June to tackle runaway inflation, according to economists polled by Reuters, who also say the probability of a recession next year is 40%. With the unemployment rate near a record low, inflation the highest in four decades, and a surge in global commodity prices set to persist, most analysts say the Fed needs to move quickly to keep price pressures under control. Senior officials at the European Commission were targeted last year with spy software designed by an Israeli surveillance firm, according to two EU officials and documentation reviewed by Reuters. Among them was Didier Reneders, a senior Belgian statesperson who has served as the European Justice Commissioner since 2019, according to one of the documents. Well, at least four other commission staffers were also targeted, according to the document, and another person familiar with the matter. Well, the two EU officials confirmed that staffers at the Commission had been targeted but did not provide any details. Apple Inc. has started making the iPhone 13 in India, the company said on Monday, as the US tech giant tries to reduce reliance on its Chinese supply chain. And lastly, Ukraine's economic output will likely contract by a staggering 45.1% this year, as Russia's invasion has shuttered businesses, slashed exports, and rendered economic activity impossible in large swathes of the country, the World Bank said on Sunday. The World Bank also forecasts Russia's 2022 GDP output will fall 11.2% due to punishing financial sanctions imposed by the United States and its Western allies on Russia's banks, state-owned enterprises, and other institutions. And that's it. There we go. Some of the business news for this morning. And that's brought us to 20 minutes right now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Don't forget, at the top of the hour, we'll take a look at some of the local news. This ain't not too much this morning. They say no news is good news. On The Breakfast Show, this is Kathy Tricoli. And then we're going off into the distance there with Kathy Tricoli and Everything Changes. Right, a few requests to get through this morning, having coming in, and we're going to start off with Mary Lou. She wishes everybody a very good morning and a happy Monday, everybody. And a poor thing, she's going to Red Devil this morning. I didn't think they were supposed to be still around, were they, the Red Devils? But anyway, it says, asked if we could please play a piece of music for her. Comes from Ozzy Osbourne, and it's called Dreamer.
Gazing through the window at the world outside, wondering will Mother Earth survive, hoping that mankind will stop abusing her sometime.
That's Ozzy Osbourne going out for Mary Lou this morning, wishing everybody a happy Monday. Good morning to Renee. Good morning to you, Rick, Renee and Rick. And this is a good morning, happy Monday. We want to wish a very happy 21st birthday to our daughter, to Reagan.
Happy birthday with the music you love.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go. You see, so that's going out to Reagan. 21st, 21. That's a good year. Could you please play anything by her new favourite artist? This is Alex Benjamin. How about this one? Outrunning Karma.
Outrunning Karma, that boy. He's such a charmer. All the bugs and their larvae follow him out to Colorado. 10 dozen hearts in a bag, their bodies lying, he'll drag them down to Colorado. A modern desperado, and he'll race for miles through the night. He runs because he knows he cannot.
Go. Yes, that is Alex Benjamin and Outrunning Karma. He's quite well known for his writing, for his honesty and vulnerability in his songwriting and his support for mental health awareness. He's stated in separate interviews that he has social anxiety. So there we go. Oh, good, straight up. This is the thing, isn't it? I keep saying with mental illness, it's not something you can see, whereas with physical injuries they're more visible, so you don't really know what people are suffering from, and say social anxiety. And of course, as I mentioned to you, something that I've always suffered from is anxiety. Always worried about what's going to happen, or what's going to be the next thing. It's always, you can never sort of really enjoy the moment quite so much. Unless I'm doing this. Right. Moving on from there, let's say good morning to Ashley. Very good morning to you. He just dropped us a note. Says, good morning, Jerry Gasmin, and all your faithful listeners. Have a great Monday and a peaceful week. And you asked if we could play a piece of music for you. Comes from the Shy Lights. Have you seen her? Time-wise, just making our way to 5 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Local news, don't forget, the top of the hour.
One month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now, I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes. But it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand. Have you seen her?
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentra 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
What's up, what's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
There are plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you. English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
Thank you.
See, my new job's a hassle and the kids at the food. But it's sure nice talking to you. It's sure nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me, you've grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the sound's broken. Little boy blue and the bell on the floor. When you come in us and I don't know where we'll be together then. You know we'll have a good time then. And the cat's in the cradle and the sound's broken. Little boy blue and the bell.
There we go, that's called Free Your Mind from En Vogue. Before that it was Ugly Kid Joe and Cats in the Cradle. Mary Lou says, my daughter Stephanie and my cousin Alberto Grajales have their birthdays today as well. Well, I've sort of a little birthday song for them in a minute. In a minute, by the way, Def Leppard, and they got a new single out. It's called Kick, and it's pretty good. 21 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, after this one, we'll see what's happening in the everyday story of country folk with Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter.
That way.
I don't wanna kick your habit, 'cause you never quit. I gotta have it. I don't wanna kick your habit, 'cause you never quit.
That way.
I don't wanna kick your habit, 'cause you never quit.
Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Whew, what a windy night. I just blew in from the Windy City. The Windy City is mighty pretty, but it ain't got what we got. No siree. But it's a windy night. Whew, I think I heard about 20 mangoes hitting the top of the roof. I'm looking to see if I got any cracks or busted up whatnots because of those mangoes. Them chunky monkey mangoes has just been cracking up that techo. Oh, my goodness. There are so many in the yard. Oh, my goodness. And there are so many more in the tree. We're going to have a bumper crop, that's for sure. Oh, man. I'm looking out there and all that firewood. I used to have people donate me firewood. They'd say, hey, I heard you have a fireplace in your backyard and you like to burn fires. I'm like, well, yeah, I do. And so people would bring me over their old firewood. Please, nobody bring me any more firewood. I have enough firewood to last for quite a while by the looks of it. Well, it is Monday morning. It is April 11th, and it is my parents' 69th wedding anniversary. I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. 69 years. I gotta giggle at the number. My parents, I'm just so tickled. I'm so blessed in this world. I have both my parents. I have loving family. I have good people all around me. I got Jerry. I got Yaz. Oh, what else do I need in this world? I wish my banking would be a little bit better, but not much I can do about that right now. I am happy to announce that the Windy City is here. It's not Chicago. It's in Panama. And this is our transition stage, because when the wind starts whipping around the plains, yep, that's what happens. We get into that rainy season, or the wet season, as most people like to call it. But it sure does make everything green. And it means I don't have to water the yard as much, because the blessing from the skies watered the yard a lot. So, lots of work to get done today. Got to get them taxes done, just like Jerry said. Poco a poco, moment by moment. All right, you guys, be safe out there. I'm going to go to work. It's Monday the 11th. Happy anniversary, Mom. Happy anniversary, Dad. And back to you in the studio.
Jerry, as soon as I get back from my bicycle ride, I will let you, I'll send you some web pages. You can see what that is. To hear that you,
when I was a little boy, I remember a place where the sun would tan your skin, soft breeze in your face. Half the year the sun would shine and the other half rain hard. Hibiscus bush was your front edge, the jungle was your backyard. And people wonder how I live in a place so great. That was life on Mango Street. Every day after school at the Shell gas station, you find a line of friends drinking soda, me making joke and eating pork rind. Then to Sosa Hill we would go on a skateboard and a bike and ride down fast. Have no fear, cause a cut down scrape was alright. Good, my friends and I agreed. That was life on Mango Street. We used to sing, well, that's where we meet. Well, cut off shorts and bare feet. Las Palos, Rosamos, Hema, that's what we eat. That was life on Mango Street. I remember my reaction when round came the paleta man. And down the street we would run and race, a 20 cents in your hand. His bell ringing, everybody singing, Guineo Coco Piña. Was life on Mango Street. And there was nothing more exciting than Cayuco Race or a carnival. What a fight. To kick the can ring or leave me on a cool dry season night. And I look back, there was no better place for a kid. Cause where else in the entire world could you do what we did? That was life on Mango Street. We used to say, well, that's where we meet. Well, cut off shorts and bare feet.
Yes, the unmistakable sound of Shorty and Slim, our very own there, and Life on Mango Street. Well, I think Ingrid's definitely got a mango garden, doesn't she? Right, if you remember, we had fun, didn't we, here in the Breakfast Show studio last week with our little competition, which all went very well. It was great fun, people writing in and letting us know why they enjoy or why they listen to the Breakfast Show. Didn't have to be enjoying, just so happened it turned out that they all were, which is very, very nice to know. Thank you again for all those that took part, and also to our friends at Lush, who gave us those great gifts to give away to our three winners. And also, of course, Cool FM. They were doing a little competition on their own for our anniversary, which was great fun. We recorded a piece for that and answered a lot of sort of quick questions. And some of you had to give answers to those. And the winner was Kaylee Moyne 1. Kaylee Moyne 1. I think I got that pronounced. And she got it right. The first answer was Carry Me Homie. Yes, well, congratulations on that. The answer number 2 was Tamale de Olla. 3 was, yes, Lala the Parrot, the Aloro. Romford was the place where I was born, and my favourite singer in Spanish is Juan Gabriel. So congratulations, Kaylee Moyne 1. So, and thank all of you for taking part. It was so great, and so nice to know you're all out there. Here's a piece of music. I was listening, I was rummaging around the internet as I do, and I was watching, I think it was the America's Got Talent, if I remember right, yeah, America or Britain, but I think, anyway, whichever one it was, it doesn't really matter, because the girl came, I believe it was from one of the Nordic islands, might have been Norway, I think. Her name is Angelina Jordan. And she came on, and for her first first go at America's Got Talent, she sang a version, really, really unusual, of Bohemian Rhapsody. So I thought I'd share it with you this morning.
Anywhere the wind blows doesn't really matter. Too late. My time has come, sends shivers down my spine, body's aching all the time. Goodbye, everybody, I've got to go, gotta leave.
There we go. Have you ever heard a version of Bohemian Rhapsody like that? Absolutely riveting. Very clever as well. This is Bette Midler.
From a distance, the world looks blue and green, and the snow-capped mountains white. From a distance, the ocean meets the stream and the east. Life from a
from a distance.
Lovely, isn't it? Bette Midler, From a Distance. Right, just to show that all the news that's around is not necessarily bad news. It's what I call on the program time for an antidepressant. Best friends since sixth grade, Marcos San Miguel and Jordan Sloan, discovered over the last 18 months just how strong their bond is. The Atlanta residents are connected over sports. San Miguel is a star on the basketball court and Sloan on the football field. Well, in September of 2020, Sloan, now 16, took a hit to the head during a game and suffered brainstem trauma. He's been working now on regaining his mobility and strength ever since and goes to rehabilitation sessions 6 days a week. The entire time, San Miguel has been cheering his best friend on from the sidelines and found a way to support him through basketball. He takes pledges for every charge he takes in a game and gives Sloan's family the money so that they can buy items not covered by the insurance, like a manual wheelchair. I really just wanted to do whatever I could to help, San Miguel told CBS News. He would have done something similar for me. So far, he's raised more than $14,800. So there's some good people out there, not just bad people. There are good people out there. Talking, which Mary Lou? Good morning. Back to you again, because you did said I wouldn't forget. You did mention me a little thing in one of your notes. It says, my daughter Stephanie and my cousin Alberto Grajales has birthdays today as well. So I thought we'd wish them a happy birthday. Why not? There we go. Yes, happy birthday to Stephanie and to Melu's daughter Stephanie and cousin Alberto Grajales. Well, we know him anyway. He's with Inventa 24. There's another word that I get tongue twisted on. Anyway, I thought we'd do this. Go back in time. You kids on the block. Bring back the time is what they wish for. kind of thing, New Kids on the Block, or OKOTB now, Old Kids on the Block. Seem to be a bit better now that they're a bit older. Anyway, there they are, together with Salt and Pepper, Rick Astley, and En Vogue as well. Bring back the time. Oh, I wish.
I need a lover to keep me sane. Pull me from hell, bring me back again. Play me the classics, something romantic. Giving my all when I don't even have it. I always dreamed of a solemn face, someone who feels like a holiday. But now I'm in pieces, barely believing. Starting to think that I've lost all feeling. You came out the blue on a rainy night. No lie, I tell you how I almost died. Why you're bringing me back to life? I just wanna live in this world forever. Cause I'm afraid that living couldn't get any better. Started giving up on the world forever. So you gave up heaven so we could be together. Counting the tattoos on your skin. Tell me a secret, and baby I'll keep it. And maybe we can play house for the weekend. You came at the blue on a rainy night. No lie, I'll tell you how I almost died. Why you're bringing me back.
There we go. Yes, that's Troy Sivan and Angel Baby taking that one by New Kids on the Block, bringing back the years. Well, here's a chance to bring back the years. Going back to the year 1968, Forces Radio, Sharjah. And just last month, if it had been in those days, in March of 1968, it was Young Girl released by the Union Gap. Yes, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap.
Get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of mine. Better run, girl. You're much too young, girl. With all the charms of a woman, you kept the secrets of your youth. Let me
just a baby in disguise. And though you know that it's wrong to be alone with me, that the more look is in your eyes, oh, your love is out of my mind. My love for you is way out of mine. Better run, girl, you're much too young, girl. So hurry home to your mom. I'm sure she will.
Remember introducing that one back in 1968. Gary Puckett and the Union Gap there. By the way, the instrumental backing was by members of the Wrecking Crew on that one. Hit number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 for 3 weeks. Now, for the first week, it was stuck behind this one from Otis Redding, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. 'Cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. What 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam, just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, sitting on a dock of the bay, wasting time.
That's it, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. That is What Kept Young Girl by Gary Puckett and Union Gap off of the charts for the first week. But they were off for a total of 3 weeks. What kept them off for the other 2 weeks? Bobby Goldsboro. One of my all-time favourites because I remember it so well. Simply called Honey.
See the tree, how big it's grown. But friend, it hasn't been too long. It wasn't big. I laughed at her and she got mad. The first day that she planted it was just a twig. Then the first snow came and she ran out to brush the snow away so it wouldn't die. came running in, all excited, slipped and almost hurt herself, and I laughed till I cried. She was always young at heart, kinda dumb and kinda smart, and I loved her so. And I surprised her with a puppy, kept me up all Christmas Eve, 2 years ago. And it would sure embarrass her when I came in from working late, 'cause I would know that she'd been sitting there and crying over some sad and silly late, late show. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. She wrecked the car and she was sad and so afraid that I'd be mad, but what the heck. Though I pretended hard to be, guess you could say she saw through me and hugged my neck. I came home unexpectedly and caught her crying needlessly in the middle of the day. And it was in the early spring when flowers bloom and robins sing, she went away. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. One day while I was not at home, while she was there and all alone, the angels came. Now all I have is memories of honey, and I wake up nights and call her name. Now my life's an empty stage where honey lived and honey played and love grew up. And a small cloud passes overhead and cries down on the flower bed that honey loved. And see the tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long, it wasn't big. And I laughed at her and she got mad the first day that she planted it.
There we go, yes, that's it, Bobby Goldsborough and Honey. And that's what kept Gary Puckett and the Union Gap with Young Girl off the charts for those additional 2 weeks. But not to worry. They also hit number one in the UK singles chart as well, and the US Cashbox listening. Reached number 34 on the US Easy listening chart, and reached number 2 in South Africa. So what more could you ask for? And that has brought us to the, well, to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Invento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
And I tell you what, don't forget our friends at Encuentra 24 do have, if you didn't know already, a delivery service, and it's free. It's called Encuentro 24 Entrega a Domicilio, and this week they got a 30% discount off of new products for gamers. So go and check them out, Encuentro 24, and use Entrega a Domicilio. Yes, they will deliver to you. Try it right now. And by the way, also don't miss their real estate fair with discounts on apartments and houses in Costa del Este and Santa Maria. Visit Encuentro 24 today and check out. Go and find out. Go and look for your new home. Why not? Time on the Breakfast Show is 11 minutes. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock. Still to come, we're going to check in with Ingrid. When I say goodbye, no, we're not. We're going to check in with Yasmin. We've already checked in with Ingrid.
No, our love still lives on. It'll be again exactly like it was. 'Cause I believe in the power of love.
Is it getting better?
the same. Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You're saying one love, one life, when it's one need in the night. One love, we get to share it. Leaves you, baby.
The first one was Luther Vandross and Power of Love, Love Power, and followed on there, You Too, and that's just simply called One. 20 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock, we're going to take another piece of music, and then we will check in with Yasmin. No, not with her. I'm sort of losing track of the time. We did that an hour ago. We'll be checking in with Yasmin and see who's been born on this day music. A couple of great tracks for you, both from ladies as well. But we're going to take one more. This comes from The Supremes and The Temptations.
I'm
Day we apart, I'll hunger for every wasted hour.
And every night and every day, I'm gonna get you, I'm gonna get you. Look out, cause I'm gonna get you.
This was called I'm Gonna Make You Love Me, Diana Ross, The Supremes and The Temptations, or really just The Supremes. Keep they sort of put that in, didn't they? The sort of Diana Ross and The Supremes, although that didn't happen until a bit later on. Right, it is time to take a little wander down the corridor, I think, and see what's happening in the other part of our domain. Good morning, Yasmin.
Hello, good morning. Happy Monday.
Yes, you always say I was waiting for that. Happy Monday. It's not been a bad day, actually. No. I was telling you because, you know, you were asking me how the weekend went, and Saturday I was going to go and pick up Neil.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
I was going to go and pick up Neil.
Yeah.
But he didn't turn up. He told me he wasn't going to turn up. He told me in the morning because apparently he had something wrong with his COVID information when he got to the airport, and they sent him home again.
Oh, wow.
So guess what? I'm going to try again today.
Okay, hopefully today is the day.
Well, so far I've had a notice that says I'm still in Windsor, so he should be on his way back, so I should be picking him up this afternoon on the, I think it's KLM he's coming in with.
Mm-hmm. Finally, yay.
Yeah, yeah, it's only taken 2 years and a bit. Because he got the last plane out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. Without even knowing it.
Mm-hmm.
If he'd stayed, he would have still been here for 2 years.
Oh, wow.
So nobody look after his mum.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's been doing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, how was your weekend?
Well, it was good. We went on Friday to the Chilson of Grada Radio.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Chilling out.
Yes, they were at Parque Omar at Musicalion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we spent a little bit there with the puppies for adoption.
Did you adopt one?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't have a space at home for them. But yeah, they were so cute.
I know. Mm-hmm. That's why I don't, because I would want to take them all home.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's why Ian didn't want to go. Yeah.
Have you got any pets at home?
We had before a cat, remember?
Oh, yeah, but you had before. What happened?
He died.
Oh.
A long time ago, yeah.
Oh, a long time ago?
Mm-hmm.
You haven't thought of getting another cat?
No, because my father don't want it.
Okay. Would you like a parrot?
No, I don't think so.
Your father could talk to it. Or probably the other way around.
Yes, exactly.
She's been very quiet this morning. She's been quite noisy a little bit earlier, but now we're sort of chatting already. She's gone very quiet.
Uh-huh. So I think she's not there. Maybe she's in her room.
Yeah, perhaps she's under arrest.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, did you exercise? Did you supermarket?
Yeah, we did that on Friday before the.
It's getting earlier and earlier. You've been doing supermarket on Sunday. Doing it on Monday.
Exercises on Friday.
Oh, exercises on Friday. Mm-hmm. I thought I felt better.
As we were at Parque Omar.
So okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. On Saturday, yes, I did supermarket.
Oh, just Saturday. Okay.
Because on Sunday we went to Chorrera. La Chorrera.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
What was it, La Chorrera?
We went to Summit Trampoline Park.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And that was really fun.
Bouncy, bouncy.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go on the trampoline?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did.
Got pictures?
Oh, yeah, I got a boomerang and a short video. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, it was very nice.
You have a busy little life, don't you? You're never at home. You're always out doing something. It's cool.
Yeah, I want my son to enjoy life, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Why not? Mm-hmm. While he's young.
Mm-hmm,
trust me, it doesn't last long.
Well, he's with me because soon he's going to do whatever he wants alone.
That's right. That's right.
With other people.
Then the only thing you got's me.
Oh. Yes.
It don't sound so sad. yeah, but I mean, you've got to... Because Ian is how old now?
He's 16.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're under 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
No, he'll be around for another couple of years yet.
Yeah, we'll see.
So, he's enjoying school?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sure?
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about it, Ian. I'm on your side, whatever. So, you've been rummaging around. You've got a couple of on this day, born on this day.
Yes, I got one for you and one for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the one for you is Lisa Stansfield.
Oh, yeah.
English singer, songwriter, and actress Lisa Stansfield, who had the 1989 UK number one and US number three single All Around the World, taken from her first solo album, Affection.
Mm-hmm. You know, I sort of how with me music sort of brings back memories, because I remember this album so well and this particular track because it came out at the same time I went off on a holiday to Ibiza.
Oh.
And I went off on my own to Ibiza on a holiday, because Ibiza is fun, isn't it? Nightclubs and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the days when I could move.
Mm-hmm.
This album had come out, and I played this continuously on my Walkman.
Mm-hmm.
Cassette.
Mm-hmm.
Cassette, yes. Yeah.
So I got a good one for you.
You did. You got a brilliant one, because this is a great favorite of mine. I remember this one. I was sitting on a boat. It was a windy day, and it was quite sort of cold and blustery, and a bit of rain. And I found this sort of wrecked boat just in the edge of the waterline.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat on there, and I sort of laid back, and it was a miserable day, and I played this.
I don't know where my baby is, but I'll find him somewhere, somehow. I've got to let him know how much I care. I'll never give up looking for my baby. So many things.
That's the single, did very nicely for Lisa Stanfield. Got to number three on the US chart, number one in the United Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Great album. Affection's a great album.
You have a very good memory.
I do have a very good memory. This is the thing. I've always used music all my life, mm-hmm. for different things and different. And to me, sometimes I get, when I'm sort of sorting out the music for the next day, mm-hmm. and I'm sort of rummaging through, I get completely sort of sidetracked. That, oh gosh, yes, I remember that. I remember doing this. And music does that to me. It just brings the picture straight back in my head.
Wow, amazing.
Mm-hmm. Something's in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot, just pictures of music. And the next one, you've chosen more your sort of, 1966 is when Lisa Stanfield was born, still a child.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. 1987, your next one.
Mm-hmm. Josh Stone. Her real name is Jocelyn Eve Stocker, UK soul singer who rose to fame in late 2003 with her multi-platinum debut album, The Soul Sessions, which made the 2004 Mercury Prize shortlist. Her multi-platinum Mind, Body and Soul topped the UK albums chart for 1 week and spawned the top 10 hit You Had Me.
And this is it, You Had Me.
You had me, you lost me, you wasted, you caught me. I don't want you here messing with my mind. Fishing in my eyes. Keep me down, I'm breaking free. I don't want no part in your next phase. Someone needs to tell you this is it. Hey, listen, you'll be missing out on my love and my kissing. Make your mistakes on your own time. When you come down, it's just no good to have around. Instead of making my have around instead of making money you took.
It. Yes, You Had Me from Joss Stone. Isn't that brilliant? Good, mm-hmm. Good choices this morning.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Yes, mm-hmm. And they're getting younger. I've noticed that. So, what are your plans for today?
Just exercise.
And
home, yeah.
Okay.
Because it looks like it's going to rain.
Yeah, yeah, well, it's. I think we've seen the end of our summer, per se.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. Well, I'm glad you're going to exercise because I'll feel better tomorrow. Do an extra round for me.
Okay, I will.
All right, say hi to Ian.
Okay, well, thank you.
And you can say happy Tuesday tomorrow, by the way.
Yeah, see you tomorrow.
All right, yes, thank you, madam. There we are. And I tell you what, the other day when I was looking, remember I was looking around for a piece of music and I said, you know, could you tell me what the title of the tune was. You see? Guess what I found when I was rummaging around my music? Tell me what piece of music that is. I bet you can't. I'm not going to wait anyway. It's Genesis. And No Son of Mine. Here on The Breakfast Show, 19 before 10.
Question was how
Genesis. Isn't that great? There, No Son of Mine. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you keep an eye on the time. We are 13 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. So I've got time to squeeze a few more in, like this one. It's from Michael Bolton. Missing You Now. Lovely, yes, Michael Bolton there, and Missing You Now. Time on the Breakfast Show. We still got time. We can squeeze another one. I was looking what to play, and I came across one from Cat Stevens. And although he's a day early, because he says Tuesday's dead. But it hasn't arrived yet. It's tomorrow. Play this one on Wednesday as well, shall we?
Time, I can't say the mark is mine. like you. I can't tell you what to do. Like everybody else, I'm searching through what I've heard.
Whoa, where do you go when you don't want no one to know? Who told tomorrow? Just show me where you've been. Show me what I haven't seen to ease my mind. Cause I will learn to understand if I have a helping hand. I wouldn't make another demand all my life. Whoa, whoa, where do you go when you don't want no one to know? Ooh, don't tomorrow, Tuesday the day. My name, all in all, it's all the same. Everybody plays a different game, that is all. A man may live, a man may die, searching for the question why. But if he tries to rule the sky, he must fall.
Whoa, whoa, where do you go when you don't want no one to know? Ooh, don't tomorrow.
There we go. Yes, that is a track off of the 1971 album by Cat Stevens. The album's called Teaser and the Firecat. Great album it was too, as well. And Morning is Broken on there. That's another one of the tracks on that album. Right, well, that's it. That's brought us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. Time for me to go off and do something else today, like going to the airport later on today and picking Neil up. Hopefully he's made it this time. Hopefully he'll get to this airport and they won't send him back to London. So, right, I hope you're going to have a great day. And let's say thanks this morning to Intrepid Outdoor reporter Ingrid for today's Everyday Story of Country Folk. Yasmin, of course, my producer, my IT, my, yeah, you name it, social media. Yasmin does it all. Me? Nah, not much. A big thanks, also a big thanks to Yasmin today for Born on This Day. A couple of great tracks, Joss Stone and Lisa Stansfield. We'll be back with you tomorrow, don't forget, 6 o'clock in the morning. Yes, tomorrow's Tuesday, although according to Cat Stevens it's dead, but we'll revive it before then. And so, yeah, big thanks to, well, Neil, he's on the plane, so he hasn't done that this morning. But to the boys and girls of Grupo Grado, keep us up and running. To you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on 89.3 Cool FM. And if you want to be an advertiser, just call 223-5162. 223-5162, and Yasmin will talk to you. That's it. Just remember, whatever it is you're doing between now and tomorrow, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you, all right? So whatever it is you're going to be doing, do it carefully. from me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.